This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. This looks absolutely spectacular.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, somebody else in the programme said it looked like fried eggs, but I'm not mentioning their name. You know, I'm not
actually,
mentioning
it. Actually, now that you mention it, well, that's...
yeah, they do, actually. Yeah.
It's a festive spice...
No, I think she
opened
the image.
I know what you mean, because it's a festive spice cherry cheesecake, and then you have... are there peaches on top?
No, they're actually, it's clementine jelly.
That's the clementines. But,
yeah, so what I did was just, you know those, you get those wee silicone moulds. Now, I think they're great, and you you can make different shapes. So I just had like sort of wee semicircular ones. I thought, well, it kind of looks like the top of a clementine. So it's, it's a cherry cheesecake, but it's just a nice spicy one. You know, when I was growing up, my granny always used to make a cherry cheesecake, but it was out of a packet. Do you remember them?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember those?
I think there was a name. I can't think of the name of it. Was it Mrs. Somebody?
It was Mrs. Somebody.
Yeah.
But they were lovely, you know, and it's sort of like that. And the cherries now, John, you can get fresh cherries at the moment in the supermarkets, but, you know, you have to stone them, and it's a wee bit of a time-consuming.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm using frozen cherries here, and I think they taste nice. You know, if you maybe put a few wee cherries, if you can get them on top, would be a nice garnish.
Mm-hmm.
But frozen cherries are lovely, and I just cook them down with a bit of port. You don't have to do port; you could just cook them down. Some sugar, a wee bit of mixed spice, and then the zest of a couple of clementines. So cherries and orange and port all work well together. Then you put a bit of spice into that, and it just smells fantastic.
And that's
fantastic.
That's like a syrup then? That's a syrup.
Yeah, they come with a really thick syrup. So you just, you know, simmer it until it's really thick. And then just, you know, while I'm doing that, you can, you know, sort of break them down, the cherries, you know, just with the back of a spoon. And let that cool a wee bit. I've let it cool, and then I put some gelatin in that actually too. And then, the gelatin's in, sorry, John, and with this cream cheese mix. So I've got a big pot of cream cheese. I don't know if you can hear it here now, because it makes a kind of a swishy noise, doesn't
Floppy
it?
Noise.
Yes, yeah, so I've got in there, I've got cream cheese and mascarpone, just a mixture of both, or you could just use one if you want. And there's a wee bit of icing sugar in this here. And then just cream up to the boil with a wee bit of... vanilla extract, and then leaf gelatin, I think is the handiest one. Just soak it in cold water for about 10 minutes until it just becomes like a, you know, just like a piece of floppy rubber.
Mm-hmm.
And then add that to the hot liquid, and that's, mix that all together and put that into a base. So I use those wee, you know, the wee Biscoff biscuits.
Oh, yes.
You could use digestives, but I think they're lovely. And then, so just crunch them all up. Mix them in with melted butter, press them into the bottom of a base, and then this cheesecake mixture on top. So yeah, fold in your cherries into the vanilla mascarpone mixture, and then just let that set, John. Now the clementine, I did clementine jelly. So again, I used 200 mils of clementines, which was a net of clementines. So squeeze them in, sweeten them with a wee bit of sugar. And then the same again with the gelatin. and just add that to it.
Soak it and add it.
And I pour those into like wee molds, and just let them set. And then when the jelly's set, just put take them out. And how you take them out of the molds is you just get a tray, fill it up with boiling water, and just set it into it. You know, your molds, and then take them out, and they'll come out really easy for you. It's just with the boiling water.
Mm.
And I've arranged it over the top, and I've put, now this is a kind of like, it's Christmas, so you can be a wee bit OTT, can't you?
Absolutely, and that's the idea. And you're going to decorate it then as well.
Yeah, I was thinking, what I did was set the jelly separately, John, and then put it on top, you know, took it out of the molds and put it on top. But what you could do is you could make that, once the cheesecake is set, you could and if you had it, have it in a, you know, in your cheesecake tin, you could pour that jelly over the top.
Oh yeah.
And then just set it that way, you know, so if you don't have the mold, so
yeah, so you just have a whole layer of jelly on top of the cheesecake.
When you're slicing it, just a tip is to just dip your knife into boiling water and then cut through it, and that'll, you know, cut really nicely through the jelly, and it won't go all raggedy, and you get a nice slice.
A nice thick slice.
Yeah.
So what are you putting on top then?
So on top I've got, I've got some mint leaves here, and I've got my new favourite thing, which is gold glitter spray. And
edible.
Nothing says edible, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I got it in the cake. It used to be you'd have to order this online, but it's in, you know, in the supermarkets now, which is brilliant.
Uh-huh.
And it's just it is literally glitter spray, and you take the top off it, John, and you can hear it now there. And look, I'm just spraying this out, and then all I can see through the lovely, there's sun coming in the light, and there's glitter everywhere. It's fabulous. So I'm just doing
sleigh bells calling.
Exactly. Oh, it's lovely. So just you talk amongst yourselves there, and I'll just spray the whole place, because I'm spraying myself with glitter here.
Why wouldn't you?
So I've got the wee mint leaves, just taking the smaller ones, and just spray it with glitter. So you get these lovely gold leaves, and I put them on top. And the other thing is just these wee, as you can hear, wee silver balls, John.
Oh, the wee ones that break your teeth.
Yep. No, they're not too bad nowadays. Used to be. They're okay now. And then if you put them in the fridge, actually, for a while, they soften up a bit. So that's it. So that's, and just honestly, John, I think Christmas is the time of year to be gaudy.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely. So that's mint leaves, golden mint leaves and silver balls.
And clementine jelly. There you are.
Sounds gorgeous. The recipe's on the website. I have to ask about the vegetarian gravy, because we had a caller last week who said, how do you make vegetarian gravy? And I thought, that's a good one.
Well, the thing that I would do when I'm doing this is to just really just get a big sheet of parchment paper, tin foil, brush it with oil, put in an onion, half an onion, bit of celery, maybe some carrot, bit of thyme or rosemary. Just drizzle it with oil, salt and pepper, and then wrap that up in a parcel and put that in the oven, and that's your base.
Mm-hmm.
And then take that out when they're really, really soft, John, and they're starting to caramelise. And in the meantime, you know, porcini mushrooms are dried mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
If you just soak them in boiling water, you don't even need that many of them. You know, let's just like, honestly, just like a tablespoonful of mushrooms, soak them in a pint of boiling water, and leave that for about half an hour. And then, you know, all your vegetables, take them out, the mushroom water and the wee bit of mushroom, boil it all up, bit of tomato puree. And then the key here is a nice bit of balsamic, if you've got balsamic, and a teaspoonful of Marmite. You won't taste the Marmite, and don't care whether you... I've done this for people who say they don't like Marmite, but it just adds a lovely beefiness to it.
Yeah, yep. And the mushrooms will give you that beefiness as well.
That's the thing. Blend that up, pass it through a sieve, and that's it. If you want to whisk in a wee bit of mustard or a wee bit of horseradish, it's lovely as well.
Okay. Paula, thanks a million.
Thank you, John.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.